Today, we have reached lesson 115, 115, in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Kelim. We are deep in the 27th Perek, Perek of Zion. Today, we will be studying the 8th and 9th Mishnah, Mishnah Ches and Mishnah Tes. Mishnah Ches is built upon the Mishnah which we learned yesterday. And yesterday we learned in Mishnah Zion that with reference to the material called beged, cloth made of linen or wool, that if it is the size of shlosha al shlosha, remember shlosha is zohar, masculine, so it's referring to tefachim, masculine, three tefachim by three tefachim, three fist breadths by three fist breadths. That's approximately 12 inches by 12 inches. So now it's ro'oi, to someone to sit upon. So it's ro'oi lekabel tumas medres. If it became tome tumas medres, and then you added to that fabric and extended it to become 10 inches by about 50 inches by 50 inches, obviously, at that point, the entire beged is tome tumas medres, because kol hamechubar letome tome. And therefore, the rest of the beged, being mechubar, being connected to the original shlosha shlosha, which became tome tumas medres, is also tome tumas medres. However, if he then removes one thread even from the original 3x3 tefachim piece of fabric, then the entire beged becomes tohor min hamedris. It's no longer tomei tumas medris, because the original 3x3 av hatuma is now diminished in size below the size necessary for kabolas tumas medris. However, the beged remains tome tumas maga medris. This is, as I mentioned yesterday, consistent with the Mishnah which we will learn tomorrow in Mishnah Yud, where the Chachomim say that a beged, once it is makabel tumas medris and then cut in half or reduced in size, the remaining part remains tome tumas maga medris. We will learn more about that in Mishnah Yud. Mishnah now, in Mishnah Ches, today's Mishnah continues. V'chein beged she'orag bo sholosh al sholosh. If you have a beged which is woven to the size of 3x3 etzba'ot, sholosh is nekeva, etzba'ot is nekeva. So when it says shalosh, it means etzba'ot, which is much smaller. Let's say 3 inches by 3 inches, maybe even less than that. So it is no longer susceptible to kabolas tumay medris, because it is less than 3x3 tefachim, less than shlosho al shlosho. But it is shalosh al shalosh, so it can be mekabel other tumos, tumas meis, and other tumos. Because that small little piece of cloth, and only a poor person can use it for a chveis, for a small towel, a dishcloth, or whatever. So if this small scrap of beged sholosh al sholosh etzbos, v'nitmot meis, and it becomes tome tumas meis, so now it is an av hatuma, let's say, that this piece of cloth came into contact with a dead body. Everything which comes into contact with a dead body, I shouldn't say everything, but beged, when it comes into contact with a dead body, the dead body is avi avos hatuma, the grandpa of tuma, and therefore the piece of cloth becomes an av hatuma. Now, vehishlim olov es kol habeged, now he adds onto that small little scrap 3x3 etzbos and makes it into a large blanket. After it became Tomei. So now the entire Beged is an Avatuma, because of the principle, Kol HaMechubo LaTomei, Tomei Komoso. So the rest of the blanket being mechubah to the original shalosh al shalosh scrap is now tomei the avatuma. But suppose next step. Now he removed one chut from the original shalosh al shalosh scrap. Tohor mitimei meis. So now the entire beged is no longer an av hatumah, because it was only an av hatumah by virtue of being connected to the original scrap of shalosh al shalosh. But the original scrap of shalosh al shalosh has now been diminished in size by one chut, so it's no longer an av hatumah avol tomei mago tomei meis, but it remains a rishon l'tumah. Because before he removed the chut from the scrap was in contact, was connected, and therefore in contact with the rest of the beged. So therefore the rest of the beged became besides the fact that it was mechubar to an av hatumah, and therefore was an av hatumah, it was also in contact, it was maga, in touch with the scrap, which rendered it a rishon l'tuma. Now that you've reduced the original scrap by one chut, so now that original scrap lost its status of afatuma, and so did the rest of the now blanket, but fine, it remains a rishon l'tuma. That's the meaning of avol tomei mago tomei meis. Suppose a different scenario the Mishnah suggests. No talchud echod mitchiloso. He had a scrap of sholosh al sholosh, a small scrap of fabric, which became tomei tumas meis. So it was an avatuma. But then no talchud echod mitchiloso. He took off one chut, reducing it in size. So now it's no longer an avatuma. And then he added the rest of the blanket. He expanded this 3x3 etzbos, small scrap of fabric, into an entire blanket. Tohor, it is completely tohor, because the source of the tumah was the beged sholosh al sholosh. By removing the chut, he removed the tumah. By now expanding and adding on to it a whole fabric, a whole blanket, doesn't matter, because the blanket is connected to a less than shalosh al shalosh scrap, so it's completely tohor. Mipnesha omru, this is because the Chachamim said, shalosh al shalosh en nismo'at tohor, that a scrap of fabric, of beged, which has been reduced from its size of 3 etzbos by 3 etzbos. So now it's less than 3 etzbos by 3 etzbos. That is completely tohor, because even an oni, even a poor person, has no use for such a small scrap. That's with reference to sholosh al sholosh, meaning etzbos, the scrap of approximately 3 inches by 3 inches. Avol shlosho al shlosho shenizmoat. But if you have a piece of beged, which is 3x3 tfochim, let's say a tefach is 4 inches, so 3x3 tfochim is 12 inches by 12 inches. Suppose that is nismo'at, that becomes reduced in size. You remove a chut or more from that 3x3 tfochim scrap. That 3x3 tfochim scrap was ro'oi lemedras. If you reduce it in size, it is no longer ro'oi lemedras. So, afal pishe tohor mi medras, even though it is no longer ro'oi to be mekabel tumas medras, because less than 3x3 tvochim is not mekabel tumas medras, as we learned back in Mishnah Beis of this perek. But nevertheless, tomei becholat tumos, it is ro'oi lekabel the other tumos, namely tumas meis, tumas sheretz, etc., because for that, you don't need the shear of shlosho al shlosho tfochim, but rather shalosh al shalosh etzbos. That was Mishnah Ches. Now let's proceed to Mishnah Tes. Sodin, a sheet, which was used as a bed sheet. A bed sheet, of course, certainly, usually much more than shlosha or shlosha tefachim. And it's a sheet, so it's something that one can sit upon, recline upon, lie upon. So it's ro'i l'kabel tumas medras. Suppose sodin shehu tomei medras, indeed, a zav sat upon it, slept upon it, whatever. So now this whole sheet, this whole sodin, is tomei tumas medras. Va'aso vilon, and he made it into a curtain for the door. And as we learned back in Perek Chof Mishneh Vav, way back, we learned that if a person takes a sadin, which is Ror Lekabel Tumas Medras, and turns it into a curtain, and a curtain, of course, is not susceptible to Tumas Medras, if he did some action indicating that he's transforming the use of this piece of cloth from a sheet, a bed sheet, to a curtain on a door, he did some action, he trimmed it, he sewed it in such a way, so that masa is mevatel its status of medris and makes it into a vilon, part of the wall, really, which is not susceptible to tumas medris. So, vaso vilon, tohor min ha-medris. It is now no longer roi for tumas medris, and it is no longer tome tumas medris. Avol tome maga medris, but it remains tome tumas maga medris because the sadin, the rest of the sheet, not only is it itself an object which is royal kabel tumas medris, but let's say the zav sat down on the front corner of the sheet, so the rest of the beged was in contact, in maga, in touch, so to speak, with the original place of the medras. So the whole sheet, besides becoming originally tumas medras, it also tome tumas maga medras, because the rest of the sheet touched the place where the zav sat, which is the source of the tumas medras. Now that you have removed the tumas medras from this sadin, by rendering this sadin no longer a bedsheet, but a vilon, but a curtain, nevertheless the vilon remains Tomei Tumas Maga Medras, because, as we learned way back in the 20th Perek, in Mishneh Vav there, the vilon, the curtain, is a kli. It is a vessel of some sort. It's no longer a medras vessel, but it's still a vessel which can be mekabel other tumas. Why is that? Why is it a vessel? Why don't we just consider it to be part of a wall, and a wall is not mekabel any tumah? We learned, because the shamash, the servant in the house, sometimes when he's cold, he wraps the curtain from the wall, from the door, around him to be warmer. So it is a kli. As a kli, it's not a tumas medras kli, but it is royal lekabel other tumas, such as maga medras. So says the Tanakama. Because the Tanakama is arguing, as we will see more emphatically in Mishneh Yud, that if you have a sheet and one point of that sheet becomes tomei tumas medras, the entire sheet becomes tomei tumas maga medras, because the sheet is in touch with the medras. Where is it in touch with the medras? In a place where it is concealed to the eye, at the point of contact, which we don't see from above. So Rav Yossi disagrees with that whole principle. Omar Rav Yossi says, v'chi be'eze midros nogazeh. This sheet, what midras did it touch? Didn't touch anything. Didn't touch anything. Because the tumas midras is gone, because it's made now into a vilon. So it's tor, and there's no tumah left. Because Rabbi Yossi says that the fact that the rest of the sheet was in touch with the part of the sheet where the zav sat, that does not mean, that's not considered negiyah. He holds that negiya b'medrash shel atzmo, touching the sheet, touching its own self, the top of the sheet being in touch with the bottom of the sheet because they're sewn together, that's not maga, that's not touch contact, according to Rabbi Yossi. According to Tanakhama, as we will see tomorrow, it is. But according to Rabbi Yossi, it's not. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi says, v'chi be'eza medrash nogazeh. What are you talking about, maga? There's no maga. Elohim kein nogabo hazov. Unless the zov himself touched the vilon. No, that's different. Then the vilon, being a keli, becomes tome tumas magazov. Elam ke noga bo hazov, then tome b'maga hazov. But the original tumas medris, once it's gone, and can no longer even be mitame b'maga, because it's gone. Some learn pshat, and this is to be found in various mefarshim, very clearly explained in our commentary on this Mishnah called Tiferes Yisroel. And it has to do with the Gemara in Menachos Daf Chof Dalet Amud Beis, and the Rashi in Maseches Chulin, and the Tosafos there, Chulin Amud Beis, Amud Beis. But I'm going to try to explain to you this little bit of Lomdis, which is a different twist, a different spin on these last words. Elohim kein noga bo hazov, tomei b'maga hazov. So, at a simple level, we can understand it. If a zov comes along and touches the vilon is metame, tomas maga hazov. Because the vilon, remember, is a keli. Because it's not just a wall. It's a keli because the shamash warms himself with the curtain, sometimes drapes the curtain around him, drapes the drapes around him. And therefore, it is a blanket of some sort, so it can be macabre, but not a blanket for medrash. No one sits on a curtain. But nevertheless, if a zov touches it, it's tomei maga hazov. However, others understand this phrase, Elohim kein noga bo hazov, to mean not if a zov touches it when it's already a vilon. For sure, that's obvious, it's tomei maga hazov. But rather, if a zov touched it when it was still a bedsheet, when it was still a satin, and therefore it became tomei tumas medris hazov, because a zov sat on it. But let's say he sat upon it when he was barefoot. So not only did he sit upon it, pressing upon it, exerting pressure upon it, which is medris, but his bare foot also touched it, so it's maga. So now the sadin, before it became a vilon, was tomei b'medris hazov, because the zov sat there, his body weight rested on it, but also his bare foot touched it, so it's tomei with maga hazov. That's before it became a vilon. So when there was still a stad in the bedsheet, who cares about the maga hazov, the fact that he was barefoot and he touched it? He sat on it, so it's tomei tumas medris, which is even worse. He's tomei tumas medris, which is more strict than tumas maga. But now that he made it into a vilon of a curtain, you cannot even speak of tumas medris, because it's not designed for, it's not functioning as something to sit upon or lie upon. So the tumas medris, poof, goes away. But remains tomei tumas maga hazov. That's why the vilon is tomei maga hazov. So according to this pshat, the more advanced, let's say more complex, more nuanced understanding of Rabbi Yossi is saying, v'chi be'ezeh medras nikazeh avo Elohim kein noga bo hazov, when it was a sadin, then tomei b'maga hazov, it remains as a vilon, tomei tumas maga hazov. So that's Mishnah Tes, and so we have completed lesson number 115.